You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harrell Fish Incorporated, and my guests are... I guess I'm not even going to talk about my co-host today. My guest today is Jason Bell with the Vacuum Center. My co-host today is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. You get top billing, Jason.
Yeah. How's it going?
See, I'm so excited that Jason's back.
I'll leave. It's okay.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I think probably about a year.
Has it really been a year? Wow.
We
say that every week. We're like on this rotation right now. It's kind of funny. It's been about a year.
You're always on Around the Home Show,
time, yeah.
And it is home show time.
Yes, we've been hammering hard this weekend. So, yeah.
So what's going on? Tell us first about the vacuum center. You guys have been around a really long time, have another satellite location in Bedford.
Yeah, we started 35 years ago down in Bedford. 12 years ago we started Bloomington, branched out to the Bloomington market, and have continued to grow ever since. So there's all sorts of stuff going on at the vacuum center right now. Some of you know, if you've heard my radio interviews before, that that we have been doing appliances for about 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Clark Appliance moved out of Bloomington around that time, so we picked up a little bit. And back in December, Clark Appliance did officially shut down. So we have expanded even more. Right now, we're in the middle of remodeling our showroom. Hopefully after the home show and I get some rest after all this.
No rest for you.
I know. That's actually the way it seems right now. But we'll get back to finishing out the showroom. We got to still put some flooring down and some cabinetry, and then we'll start bringing in the pieces. So that's exciting. We'll have ovens, cooktops, refrigerators, washers, dryers, dishwashers, coffee systems.
Wow.
Ventilation hoods, you name it. So
I'm used to going in there and having a couple of appliances. You've had the Miele.
Yep, Miele.
Brand for a long time, which is an awesome, awesome brand. And you usually have, washers and dryer, a washer and dryer in there, that kind of thing. But I'm not used to having like cooktops and micros and.
Yeah, it basically about six years ago, we had customers coming in and asking about, they saw the Miele vacuums and they said, can you get me a dishwasher? And so we took about a year and a half and really researched different brands and products. Mm-hmm. I flew to New Jersey and New York and all over the Chicago, went everywhere working with them and getting a better understanding of what we were getting into. And at the end, I said, it's crazy for us not to bring in that product.
Right, yeah.
So we did, and we brought in the washers, dryers, dishwashers, and coffee systems.
That was
the first step that we brought in, and did fairly well with it. We would sell some here and there, and it was a good stepping stone to kind of get our feet wet. And then over the past probably year and a half, we really stepped it up and started doing ovens and all that. So and then here recently with Clark shutting down, that has propelled us into full speed where we're ordering stuff left and right and getting installed in pretty much all surrounding communities. We're doing Carmel, Fishers, all over. So it's really expanded us quite a bit.
Wow. Yeah. From a little old vacuum center.
Vacuum center.
So are we going to do a name change anytime soon then?
Yeah.
That's kind of a misnomer. It's Vacuums and More. Much more.
Ooh.
We have some friends that own that name.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it. Obviously, we don't want to get away from our original brand, but at the same time, it doesn't tell what we do either.
Right.
So it's always being looked at. We're getting ready to launch a new website that you'll be able to buy, directly from us. And if you have an account with us, you'll be able to tie in and look at all your invoices. It's extremely high-end, website. Mm-hmm. If you're a contractor, you'll be able to get on there and actually look at CentralVacs and appliances and all that from a contractor side. So hopefully as we step along, there might be possible name change because of the direction we're going. But we'll see. I'm no near future plans to do that.
Yeah, don't go very
one step
far
at a time.
Yeah, don't go very far from your roots. That's the thing. You can't change it up too much, and vacuums are what you do. They're really what you started with, and frankly, you've grown up with.
I have, yeah. I mean, gosh, 35 years. You know, so, that's our core part of our business, and we'll never, steer away from that. We've done we do janitorial supplies, but that was a big part of our business for a while. And, CentriVax is continuing to grow for us. I mean, we're doing more CentriVax now than, I could ever even imagine.
Are you one of the only dealers in this area? Or?
We are. Yeah. The other guy, he retired, and so we ended up buying him out. And we have just, between that and the economy starting to pick up and the housing market picking up and all that, I mean, it has exploded for us.
Well, and if people don't know what a CentriVax is, which there might be somebody out there that doesn't know what it is. Yeah. Can you explain it a little bit?
Sure. A CentriVax is basically, they were real popular 40, 50 years ago where, as a kid, you'd go in and there was these little inlets on the wall, and you'd take your matchbox car and try to stick it in there, and it would suck it through the house. And it would go back to a big tank in the garage or the basement or, utility room or whatever. That's a CentriVax. So today, they made a standard back probably about 15, 20 years ago that has made them a lot more powerful. Everything's a standard now, so you don't have to go with one particular brand and only stick with them. You can actually change things up and customize. And you don't have as many inlets now. So you have a longer hose, you plug into the wall, and the dirt goes all back to a central location. And then you change that tank or bag or dump it or whatever, whichever type of system you have. You probably every 3 to 5 months, you would empty that out.
Mm-hmm. So, depending on your use and pets and all that good
how
stuff.
How many matchbox cars you suck up into it.
or small animals is what I'm thinking. When he said it's more powerful, I'm thinking, I can think of some kids that might have used a hamster to see,
Don't give anyone an idea.
It's actually amazing what we pull out of these centralized.
Do we want to talk about that?
I won't drop any names on air, but we get calls and the second you walk in, you see the little kids running around and you can see, and it's like, they're like, well, something's in there, and you can see the look on their face. And so you go to unclog it and there's matchbox we've had army men. you name it. It's clothes. We'll just leave it at clothes.
Yeah.
You name it. So
probably things that teenagers want to hide from their parents they're going to hide from their parents. There's probably a lot of stuff I can imagine that. You've said that about a regular vacuum.
Yeah.
People bring in a regular vacuum. It's just not sucking the way it used to. And it's got underwear in it.
That is really the funniest for us because you have them come in and you pull it out. Like you say, well, come on back and let's see what's stuck. And you go to pull it out and you pull it out and you lift it up and you go, oh, here it is. And it's a pair of underwear and they look on their face and you look and you go, do you want these back? And of course, what do they do? No. You just, go ahead and throw them away,
As you go and disinfect your
hand. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we use tools. We're not touching with our fingers. It's our job has some humor to it as well.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. So that's the CentriVax. And that's a huge part of our business right now. It's continuing to grow. And the appliances is continuing.
Well, and I think a lot of people put them in at construction. You're talking about new construction. It's starting up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually put this in after as well.
You can.
Usually it's a little harder.
It is. A slab is usually a lot harder. It can be done, but it takes a lot of work. We would come out and do a site survey on it. Crawl spaces are usually very good. Unfinished basements are good. Mm-hmm. When you get in the finished basements, you're going to have to end up cutting some drywall, to get your piping around. But for the most part, if you're planning on building, plumb it. It's so cheap to plumb.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you never plan on having a CentriVax, it's going to increase the value when you resell the options there. It's almost like building a house and not putting any network cabling or telephone cable or anything. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all wireless now. Well, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be one thing that, it's better to have wired or we'll never have a lamp over there in the corner and not put in an electrical inlet and then wish we would have had a spot to charge
Exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jason Bell from the Vacuum Center.